Welcome back, everybody. Tamin Yom Tov Tadav Nun Zayinam Aleph, the beginning of the sixth parak of Shabbos, and we are by the Mishnah on the very top of the Yom. So just as a little bit of an introduction into this parak, last parak we spoke about what an animal is allowed to and not allowed to go out with on Shabbos in terms of Hotzah. We know there's an issue to carry things from one Rishis to another, or even four Amos within Rishis HaRabim. So we discussed certain things they can wear, that maybe there's a chashash, we're worried that it's going to fall off and they're going to come to carry these things in Rishis HaRabim and it's going to be an issue. So now this parak is talking about what a woman is allowed to wear. So in general, we have to know that mideoraisa, when it comes to wearing clothing and carrying, as long as it's clothes, meaning it's used to cover yourself, so like pants, a shirt, or anything, or if it's used for protection, like a raincoat or something along those lines, or if it's just decorative, like jewelry, so all of those things are considered things that you wear and are not going to be an issue of Hotzah on Shabbos. However, something like a key, which is not for any of those purposes, that would be a problem to go out with and carry on Shabbos, assuming there is no Erev. But the Rabbanon came later and made a gezerah even on other things that may mi de'oraisa be allowed, but mi de'rabbanon were concerned that they're going to fall off and you're going to come to carry them in Rishis HaRabim and there's going to be an issue. So the Mishnah is going to discuss which things those are and how exactly this all plays out the halacha. So comes the Mishnah and says, "Bamei isha yotza." So with what accessories may a woman go out with on Shabbos? V'mayna yotza, and with what are they not allowed to go out with on Shabbos? So lo soitze isha lo bechute tzemer. So a woman should not go out with a woolen string, lo bechute pishton, or with linen strings, lo bertzua shebrosha, or with straps that are on their head. So Rashi says this is talking about to braid your hair. Tosfos disagrees, but let's just assume Rashi for now. Lo sitbo behen achit terapim, and you're not allowed to go into the mikvah with them. If a woman needs to go to the mikvah, she can't go into the mikvah wearing any of these things until she loosens all of these things. Gemara is going to ask what this has to do with anything. We're not even talking about mikveh stuff. Gemara is going to explain that this might actually be the key line, and it's going to teach us a lot of the halachos in this Mishnah. Now continues the Mishnah and says, "V'lo b'tof tefes, v'lo b'sarvitin," that she's not allowed to go out with certain other things on her head, b'zman she'in on tefurim, as long as they're not sewn to her hat. If they are sewn, then it would be okay. "V'lo b'chavul l'rishis harabim," then she's not allowed to go out with wool hat into Rishis HaRabim, a little bit Yerushalzav, or with an Yerushalzav, so this was a piece of jewelry that people used to wear that looked like Yerushalayim, she's not allowed to go out with that, v'lo b'katla, or with a katla, v'lo b'nizamim, she's not allowed to go out with nose rings, v'lo b'taba she'in alei achosam, or with a ring that has no signet, v'lo b'machat she'in in the kuva, or with a needle that is not pierced, v'im yatzas, and if she did go out with any of these things on Shabbos, ina chayev achatas, meaning she's not chayev achatas, because as we pointed out in the introduction, it's only an iser midi rabbanon. Midi oraisa, all of these things are okay, but the rabbanon made a gzeirah that we are afraid that what's going to happen again is they're going to fall off and people are going to come to carry these things on Shabbos, so all of this is only an iser midi rabbanon. But comes the Gemara and asks, tefila man dekar shema. We had all these lists of things that women can and cannot go out with on Shabbos. And then the Mishnah told us that if they're going to go into the mikvah on any of these things, you have to make sure that it's loose. Who is talking about dipping into a mikvah? What's going on here? So what's the purpose of this line in the Mishnah? So Amar Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak Amar Rava Bar Ravua, Matam Kamar. Really, the Mishnah was giving a matam, meaning it was listing all these things and then asking, what's the reason for all these things? And the answer is, Matam lo seite isha below b'chute tzemra below b'chute pishton. So what's the reason that the Mishnah tells us that a woman's not allowed to go out with a wool string or a linen string? Because the Chacham said, because the Chacham said, if a woman were to go to the mikvah during the week, when if she was wearing any of these things, she's not allowed to wear them unless she loosens them. Meaning she's not allowed to go into the mikvah with them unless she loosens them, because there's a general issue by mikvah, which is chatzitza. You need to make sure there's nothing in between the water and your skin. If something is protruding or something is in between those things, that's going to mess up the mikvah. So if something is tight on you, you need to make sure that it's very loose, so that way all the water can get everywhere it needs to go. So if a woman was going during the week to the mikvah wearing any of these things, she would need to loosen them. And since during the week, if she were to go, she can't go to the mikvah until it's loosened. So the Chachamim said on Shabbos, she's not allowed to go out with wearing these things. Why? Because maybe even on Shabbos, it's going to come a situation where she needs to go to the mikvah, and she's going to untie these things in order to do the proper mikvah immersion. And then what's going to happen is v'asi la'atu yinu arba amos birshas ram. And she's going to come to unintentionally carry these things arba amos birshas ram, four amos in birshas ram, which we said is going to be a problem. So that's why really all of these halachos, the reason for them is because they are not allowed to be used in a mikvah, so they would need to be loosened. So if you're faced with that situation on Shabbos, you're also going to loosen it, and then you're going to come to carry as well. Now the Gemara asks a related question. My, what's the halachic status? If a woman ties her hair with chains of string, so what would the halacha be in this situation? This one might be different because it's tied not so tightly, so it's not really a chatzitza, since it's not going to be an issue in the mikvah, so maybe this whole gzeira doesn't exist. So Amar Lehi, so Rav said back to him, Ari Kamart, you asked about a woven article, something which is woven in. Kol Shu Arig Lo Gazra, or anything that's woven in. So there we don't have any sort of concern because it's not too tight for the mikvah, but it's also tight enough that it's not going to fall off. So there's going to be no issue over there. It Marnami, and it was also stated, Amar Rav Huna Bereder of Yeshua, Kol Shu Arig Lo Gazra. So this is also stated, Rav Huna said in the name of Yeshua, that anything that's woven in was not included in this Gezeira Midei Rabbanan because it doesn't attach so tightly, so there's no issue that it's going to come off in the mikvah, that you have to take it off in the mikvah because there's no chatzitza issue, so therefore the whole Gezeira didn't apply. So this is the first version of what we just said, that Rav Huna Bereder of Yeshua says that anything that's woven in is not going to be part of the Gezeira. V'gadamri, but now there's another version of what Rav Huna said. I'm Rav Huna Bereder of Yeshua, chazina lach vasi delo kapton alayu. I've seen that my sisters do not insist upon removing these things before they go into the bath, and there's no chatzitza issue, so that's how I know it's going to be okay. So there are two versions of how Rav Huna knew that anything that's woven in is not going to be a problem, either because he said just a general rule that anything that's woven in is not part of this gzeira because it's not considered a chatzitza, or he said that I saw my sisters aren't worried about this, meaning it's not a chatzitza because I saw what my sisters do. So the Gemara analyzes what's the difference between these two versions. My ika, ben hach lishna, ben hach lishna. So what's the difference? Why one time did he just say a general rule, one time he said I saw my sisters? So Ike Benayu to Knifan. The difference is if these chains, if these strings were dirty. So according to the version of Rav Huna that said any time there's anything woven in, it's not going to be part of the Gzeira Midrabanan. Hani Nami Arig, even if it's dirty, it's still woven in. Mishum Kepeda, but according to the one that said that it's all about his sisters, that they were not makbid, they didn't care to take it off before they went into the bath, came into Knifa, mikbad kapta alayu. Since it's dirty now, then they would be makbid, they would make sure to take it off before the mikvah, and then maybe it would be an issue. So that's the difference between these two versions. Now the Gemara quotes a Mishnah that discusses different types of hair ties that must be removed before people go into a mikvah. Again, the main issue here is chatzitza. When it comes to chatzitza, we need to know the main phrases are rov and makbid. If it's something that takes up the majority of your body, or it's something that you're makbid about, that you care about, then it is considered a chatzitza. Otherwise, maybe not. So this is a whole big sugya when it comes to hilchos nida in terms of going into the mikvah. But tanan hasam, there is a Mishnah over there, the Mishnah in mikvah. Says, ve'ilu chotzim ba'adam, these are the following things that are considered a chitza on a person. Chutei tzemer v'chutei bishtam v'ar tzuo shabarashay abanos. So wool strings, linen strings, and the straps that are worn on the heads of girls. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Rabbi Yehuda says, shel tzemer v'shel sear in chotzin. If they're strands of wool or of hair, they are not considered a chatzitza. M'nei shamayim ba'in b'hem. Because water can go through them, and therefore there's no separation between the water and their body. Amar Rav Huna, v'kulan b'rashay abano shaninu. He's explaining this mission, and he says, all of these situations of the wool and linen strings, all of these are talking about things that go on girls' heads. So Maskif Rav Yosef, Rav Yosef says, what's the purpose of Rav Huna teaching me that everything is talking about going on the girls' heads? L'ma'ute mai. What would we think? What else would it be if it wasn't talking about going on the heads of girls? If you think that it's coming to exclude strands that people wear on their neck, and that's what we're saying, that it would not be considered a chatzitza, udemai, what's the case? If we're talking about a case that we're talking about a string of wool, and we're saying that it's a chatzitza when worn on the hair, but not a chatzitza when it's on the neck. That doesn't make sense, because hashta racha agabe kasha chotzitz. Because if we're saying that wool, which is a soft material, onto a hard material, which is hair, is considered a chatzitza, racha agabe rachmi baya, can it really be that soft material on soft material is also going to be a chatzitza? Ve'el lamute dechute pishtan. But rather, let's say we're talking about the linen strands that are worn on the neck. So hashta kasha agabe kasha chotzitz. So the hard material, which is linen, onto a hard surface, which is hair, that is a chatzitza. So kasha agabe rachmi. So is there any question that linen onto a soft surface, the soft surface here is really referring to skin, of course that's going to be a chatzitza. So it can't make any sense if we're saying that it would be not the neck, but it would be a chatzitza on the hair, but not on the neck, because the neck is much softer than the hair would be. So what's the situation? So Elo Amar Rav Yosef, Hainu Tami Rav Huna, this is the reason why Rav Huna had to add this idea in, that it's talking all about the heads of the girls, that all of these strings are talking about things that are on their hair. Lefisha Ein Isha Chonekes Es Atzma. Because a woman will not strangle herself by tying the strands around her neck too tightly. Meaning, it has nothing to do with soft or hard or anything along those lines. It's just about the fact that when they're tying something around their neck, we can be sure that it's not going to be too tight, and therefore it's not going to be a chatzitza. So that's why he had to point out that this whole Mishnah is talking about a situation where it's just on the heads of the girls talking about their hair. So Esvei Abaye Abaye asked a question, though. Is it really true that people won't tie two things too tight around their neck? Because the price says, Habanos Yotzos Bechutin Shabbos Neim, that girls are allowed to go out on Shabbos with strands in their ears, Avalo B'chavakim Shabbatzavareim, but they're not allowed to go out with things on their neck. But if we're talking about a situation where people never tie things too tightly around their neck, therefore it's never going to be a chatzitza when it comes to the mikvah, and therefore there should never be a concern that you're going to maybe loosen it and carry it on Shabbos because you don't ever have to take it off even during the week, why would things around their neck be an issue? So Amar Ravina, Ravina explains, no, hacha bekatla, askinan, here we're talking about the katla, which is talking about different types of strings. Deisha choneka says asma, where a woman will tighten these strings tight to make it that is, she is kind of choking herself. Why? Because she wants to get the double chin effect. It used to be back then that the bigger people were and the more chins you had, the better it was. So they wanted to go and do this. So that's why they would tie it extra tight so they would look better. So that's why it's this situation where they would not be allowed to do so on Shabbos because that would be a chatzitza and then that would be an issue. This is Daf Nun Zayim Nalef. Everyone should have a wonderful, wonderful day.